Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing God. What an amazing Father we have. He's amazing. He's awesome. No human words can truly describe his greatness. He's a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, and he is so faithful. Didn't he wake us up this morning? He's faithful to do it every day. It's his plan that we, his children, have great days. Not only that, he loaded us up with benefits. You didn't receive yours. I got mine. I hope you got yours. So we are thanking the Father today for everything that he's doing, everything he's going to do. He's such a great Father. So we come to praise him this day, this afternoon. Today is October the 17th, 2023. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. It's two or more of us gathered together. We're not gathered in your name, my name, anybody's name, but God's name. We're gathered together in God's name. He's holy. He's righteous. He's mighty. We thank God that he is allowing us. Yep. Allow the children to come to him. So he said, allow them. Don't stop them. Let them come. They are a part of the kingdom, and we are so grateful. Matthew 27 says, Jesus said, the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And Mark 12:39 says, love thy neighbor like we love ourselves. God got the word for you. God got the word for you. You just got to open it up. You got to open up the Bible so you can get the word. How you going to get the word? What God's telling you if you don't open up basic instructions before leaving the earth. We got to get the instructions in the earth realm. We got to say, you hear the baby? He said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He's shouting and praising his king. He knows. He knows because he hasn't been long came, you know, from with the king. Yes. But today, we thank God for Adley and her brother. Adley's going to sing today. Good afternoon, Adley.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh. What do you think, Adley?
My God is awesome, God.
God is an awesome God. How many of us, You know, the elderly, the middle-aged, the teenagers, do we claim our God is an awesome God? So I thank God for Adelie and her brother singing today on the radio. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for her brother. I thank you for what you're doing in them. You are drawing them with your loving kindness closer to you, closer with their families, Lord. Bless their parents, Father, who's training them up in the way they should go. And so, Father, I thank you for the gift in Adeline, the gift of song, and in her brother, the gift of song. You an awesome God, a mighty God. We agree with your plan in Jesus' name. Well, today, we're going to declare some things over our children all over the world. We decree and declare our children will have abundant life. We decree and declare our children have excellent health and wellness in their bodies. 3 John 2, we decree and declare our children will be saved at an early age, and great shall be their peace. Isaiah 54:13, our children and teens will hunger and thirst for righteousness. They are protected from unrighteousness. Psalms 92:15. Our children will grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So we are thanking the Lord today. You know, he's an awesome God. Now, you know, I told you, we cannot, we do not have enough human words to describe how good he is. So I'm thanking the Lord today. All right, if you're not going to be praying, would you put your phones on mute? Because it is prayer time. We're going to be praying for the children over the world. Put your phone on mute if you're not praying. Thank you so much. Today, I thank God for those who are prayer warriors. They're going to be praying. And you know what? You're not called just to sit there and listen to us pray. We have intercessors on the line. We have prayer warriors on the line. We have people of God on this line. You pray. You pray as we pray. You may not be up to praying out loud, but you pray anyway. You pray. Pray. Pray for the children. And I thank God for you. He's going to put the prayer of intercession in you. We're thanking the Lord today. He's doing an awesome job. We have Mother Fanny on with us again. Thank God for Mother Fanny. Good afternoon, Mother Fanny. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm done better. Thanks to good Lord. Glad to be with y'all one more time.
Amen. Mother Fanny, how old is your last birthday? 80 what?
I'm 87.
87 years young. So we have all ages on here, from the babies all the way. So we thank God. So Mother Fanny, calling you to pray first. Pray for the children to learn God's word. Parents, to teach the children God's word. Mother Fanny, you heard me? Hello?
You know, if you want me to start off?
Yes, ma'am. Pray for the parents, godly parents, to teach their children God's word.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for all the parents and peace for all the little kids. In the name of Jesus, and pray for all of the little children all over the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray you'll strike at each and every little bit of kid. Lead them and guide them. Help them to love you and serve you. Lord, help them to obey and help the older heads to teach the little kids and tell them what to do. Tell them all about the Lord and Jesus Christ. He died on the earth to save us. He gave his only life to save us and all the little children of the world. He loved us all. He loved our little children, the big ones and the little ones. He loves the little babies. He loves each and everybody. Beautiful in his name. I have mercy upon our little children. Lead our little children and tell them what to do and tell them what not to do. God, teach them and show them the way. Well, you is the way, the truth, and the light. No man coming to the Father. We got to come through Jesus before we come to the Father. And our Father, he will tell us all what to do for our little children and for each and everybody else that is in the world. He wants us to be happy and grateful, peaceful and gladder, our children, our family, our friends, our loved ones. He just wants us to be good, and he wants all our children to be good and obey him and love him and serve him and do all the wonderful, beautiful things that he wants us to do and carry out his name. God, just teach our little children. Teach them. Show them the way. And just maybe it'll stop me so much killing if parents and the older heads are to teach the kids what to do and what not to do and show them the way. God will show them the way. He will tell them what to do, and we already know what to do, to pray for our kids and love our kids, do everything in the power of God that he wants us to do, to serve him and love our children, help them to be sweet, wonderful children, help them to love and not hate, help them not be mean and hateful of other little children, help them. God, just be with our children. Help us to love them and love them and love them and save them, Lord, that they will have an everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus, help them be faithful to you. And, Lord, help us to be faithful and tell them what to do all the time. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. We thank you for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Minister Vivian, would you pray for godly households that the would nurture their children and fathers would not provoke their children to anger?
Father God, we thank you for Mother Fanny, first of all. God, you brought her back, you strengthened her, and you are her strength. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Father God, for godly households, oh God. Oh, God, that is going to nurture their children and teach them the word, God, and sing Zion song to them, God, and lift up your name. Because your name is worthy to be praised, oh, God. So we pray, oh, Father God, that we find godly parents, oh, God, that's going to teach their children your ways, oh, God, Father God, because, God, they need to know that you created them for this, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, Lord God, for godly parents, oh, God, who loves you enough, oh, God, to sit down and take out the time and teach their children godly attributes, all what you said about children, oh, God. Lord, that if children obey their parents, they shall live long upon this earth, God, and they'll have success, oh, God, on this earth, God. Thank you, Father God. For children that's being taught and they learn and they desire to follow after you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Awesome. All right. We have someone on here at 870-209. I'm going to open up the line in a few minutes. If you would like to pray, let me know your name. Right now, I am, okay, we also have on here some numbers that I do not recognize. So if you would tell me your name, 504-373. Could you give me your name, please?
This is Sister Evelyn. Good evening. God bless.
Hang on. If you want to pray with us, just listen for a bit. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute, and I'll come back and put you on. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Let's see. Before I pray, I'm going to call on Sister Marion. Thank you so much for being on, Sister Marion. Sister Marion, can you pray for parents to discipline their children? The Bible says if you beat them with a rod, it won't kill them. Sister Marion.
Yes. Heavenly Father, right now, I come to thank you right now, Lord God. I pray and ask in your son Jesus' name that you help the parents to discipline their children right now, Lord God. Let them teach them manners right now, Lord God. Let them teach them right from wrong, Lord God. Let them train them up the way that they should go. Teach them the Bible right now, Lord God. Let them know right from wrong. Let them have respect for their elders right now, Lord God. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, please. Lord God, I pray for them to teach them these things right now, Lord God, where they won't be destructive, they won't be embarrassing when they go out in public, where they will cut up and act rude, Lord God. Let them train them at home so when they go out, they will be respectful right now, Lord God, and obedient to their parents right now, Lord God, and won't show out in public right now, Lord God. Help the parents to take time to train them in the way in which they shall go. Let them teach them the word of God right now, Lord God, that can direct their path right now, Lord God, and teach them in the way in which they should go. Let them train them up right now, Lord God. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So much. All right. We thank God for the powerful prayer warriors on here with us. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 5 through 9, it says, and we should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. And he commanded us this to be in our heart. And he said, teach them diligently to our children. And we should talk about God and talk about the word in the morning, wherever we go. Talk about it in the house. If you're in the car, in the grocery store, you should talk about God and the love that he has and the word that he tells us to do. And we shall bind them on the hand, write them on the children's hands or on their tablet or on their cell phone so that, you know, they can keep the word before them. You know, a lot of people just bring their children, but, Lord, we thank you that parents will not just bring their children to the church house, that they would obey you and teach them at home as you instructed them to. So when the children go to church, they'll understand, oh, yeah, my mom and daddy taught me that scripture. I know that scripture, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. They'll begin to know the word because they have heard it at home. And, Father, parents are the first teachers that our children should have in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that our children will learn to love you with all their heart, soul, and strength because their parents love you with all their heart, soul, and strength. Not only that, you said the second one is like that one. They'll begin to love their neighbors like they love themselves. So, Lord, there will not be any more murders, no more violent crimes, no more hideous crimes. They'll love each other. So they'll, you said the church will be known by the way we love each other and others will be drawn to you. So we thank you, Lord, that the parents are teaching their children at home the word of God. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place. They'll teach their children to memorize these scriptures. Because, Lord, many of them go to school every day, and they don't know if they're going to come home. The parents don't know if they're going to come home. So I think that we will begin to teach. We'll begin to train. We'll begin to discipline, as you said, the children, oh God. We will follow your word every day. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're an awesome King, a mighty God, and you love the children. You don't want them to be ignorant. You want them to be taught. They need to know how to pray. So if they're in a situation, they'll know how to pray. They'll know how to call on the name of their God. They'll know how to get a prayer through in the name of Jesus. They won't wait till the emergency. I think that they'll be taught at home. They'll hear their parents pray. Their parents will hear them pray. And, Father, you said three times a day, teach them in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. So, Father, parents have their work cut out Many parents say, well, I work every day. But, Lord, you didn't give any exceptions. You said, teach them in the morning. Teach them at night. Teach them in the afternoon. So in the morning, they got to get up early so they'll have time. In the afternoon, if the parents work, when they get home, they'll give their children assignments. And when they get home, they'll say, listen, I want you to recite Psalms 23. I want you to recite Psalms 91. Whatever it is, I thank you that they will get about doing their father's business. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, you're so amazing. All right, we have someone else on the line. I do not recognize your number. It's 870-209. Could we have your name, please?
Yes, Mother Irma.
Okay, thank you, Mother Irma. All right, we thank God for you. Thank God for Mother Irma. Okay. All righty. Okay. All right, I'm going to call on Mother Fanny again. Mother Fanny, if you can pray for the safety of our children, the safety of our children, everywhere they go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to have mercy on our children. Keep them safe wherever they go. Whatever they may think, they won't go.
Oops. Mother Fanny, you there? I think she got knocked off. Yeah, she got knocked off, but I'll pull her back on in a few minutes. Father, we thank you that our children are safe going in, coming out, in the school, on the school bus, on the playground. Everywhere they go, Lord God, they will be safe. They'll be safe playing basketball in the park. They'll be safe when they go swimming. They'll be safe, Lord God, in the neighborhoods. I decree and declare our children will not text while they're walking down the street. They will not cover their ears while they're walking down the street with those things in their ears, but they will be alert to watch so that they can keep themselves safe. No one is going to snatch them off the street into a van because they're paying attention and they know how to run in the name of Jesus to keep themselves safe. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our children. You said, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I thank you that our children are abiding under your shadow. You are their refuge. You are their fortress, my God. Our children are trusting in you to keep them safe. The parents are trusting in you. The grandparents are trusting in you to keep the children safe. We honor your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Sister Vivian, could you pray for our children not to be violated sexually?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we bring the children before you, Lord God, we are praying, oh God, over their bodies, over God, that they be kept all violated incidents in every area, God. Lord, whether it's in the school, whether it's in the church, or whether it's at home or in a relative's home, oh God, we praying, oh God, against that eye that watches our children, oh Father God, where they go, how they walk, how they look, God. Father God, we curse that spirit in the name. That's a demon. You lying demon, you. We curse you in the name of Jesus. You that perverter. That pervert, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that's lurking. God, that's the evil one. Oh God, we cast him out in the name of Jesus because he has no authority to watch a young girl or a young boy. Hallelujah, praise God. Devil, use a lie. You can't have him. Hallelujah, praise God. Our children shall live, oh God, Father God, and not be violated by the enemy, oh God, because the enemy comes in to steal, kill, and destroy, God. Oh God, but you've given us authority, God, over the enemy, God. Command him off from around them, oh God. Oh, God, from lurking at them. Devil, use a liar.
Oh, in the name of, get your mind straight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, you, that's not for you to do. Hallelujah. Oh, our children are whole. We decree that they are whole. In the name of Jesus, they will not, they shall not be violated by the enemy one. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, around every child that doesn't understand when someone has touched them in the wrong way, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Keep the hand of the enemy off of them. Oh, God, we continue and will continue to lay our children before you, God, that they let your angels be encamped all about them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Sister Marion, can you pray for parents to serve healthy meals to their children every day? You know, Daniel and his friends, they refused to eat, you know, food that wasn't good for them. So pray for our children to, you know, eat food, to be prepared food that's healthy for them.
Okay, Heavenly Father, I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. I'm praying and acting in your son Jesus' name that their parents prepare healthy, nutritious food for them right now, Lord God. Some of our kids go to bed hungry right now, Lord God. Some of our kids only eat when they go to school right now, Lord God. But I'm praying that you provide healthy meals for them at home and at school right now, Lord God. Let their parents prepare meals that will nourish their body where their bones can grow properly right now, Lord God. I'm praying that they take out all of the snacks, all of the foods that are not good for their body, the candies right now, Lord God, the cookies and chips right now, Lord God. They're all right sometime, but not all the time. Help them to cut out the fast foods right now, Lord God, and just to prepare meals at home, healthy meals for the children that can nourish their bodies right now, Lord God. Take away all of the fast food right now, Lord God, that the kids are asking for. Let their parents speak normal, healthy meals for them right now, Lord God, that could nourish their bodies right now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Continue to nourish their bodies right now, Lord God, that they can grow up to be healthy right now, Lord God, normal babies and children right now, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much. Mother Fanny's back. We pray, Mother Fanny, could you pray for children to be truthful and, you know, get rid of lies? They won't lie. They'll be truthful.
Yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, help all little children be truthful what they say and what they do. Help them not tell lies. Help them be truthful and do the thing you want them to do. All over this world, help parents, all parents, pray for the little children. Not only the little children, pray for each and everybody. We all need prayer. The little children, the grown up, the older ones, the sick, the shut in, everybody needs prayer. Especially our little children. Have mercy upon them. Help them to be strong and gracious in Jesus' name. Lead them and guide them and show them the way. Teach them the way. Have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. As they go to school, help them learn. Keep their mind on the books and learn how to read and pay attention to the teachers and do what the teachers tell them to do. Have mercy, Father. All our children need you, little ones and the big ones, the grown ones and the teenagers. Help them all in Jesus' name. But leave our little children and show them and teach the little children how to pray. Teach them to help them be led by God. Lead them and guide them the way that our Father wants them to go and help them do the things that he wants them to do. In the name of Jesus, have mercy that you will take care of them. You will bless them. You will show them the way. You will lead them out of darkness. They will see the light. They will see the bright side. they won't understand. Put understanding in the mind and the heart to do the right thing and treat other kids right in the name of Jesus. Help them do all these wonderful things they're supposed to do, the things they don't even know how to do. Father, help them and learn how to do them in the name of Jesus. And help the parents pray for the nurseries all over the world. Have mercy. Help them set up a special prayer for the children all time. For our children need our God. Need all children need them. In the name of Jesus. Learn them how to pray. Learn them what to do. Have mercy on them and strengthen them and lead them, guide them through, that they will obey God. They will do what God tells them to do. They will hear the Holy Spirit. They will understand it. Put understanding in their mind and their heart. Help them, Jesus, where they can understand and do the things that's right, and they can turn away from the wrong, and they can be the very best children that God wants them to be, that God even hope for them to be, that they will not tell lies, they'll be truthful. They will do what's right and not wrong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Okay, Sister Evelyn, do you want to join us in prayer? Sister Evelyn? Okay, she may have her phone on mute.
Yeah, it was on mute. I had to get another phone. My phone, my regular phone didn't, I had to pay for minutes to connect.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Do you want to pray today or you want to listen?
I'll pray.
Okay. All right, so if you could pray for our youth and young adults that have addictions to be set free, whether it's alcohol, sex, drugs, or whatever, to be free of addictions, the youth and young adults.
Amen. Excuse me. Father, I thank you for the prayers that's going forward in Jesus' name. And I touch and agree with each and every one. Father, I come to you now also asking you to forgive me for any sins, seen, unseen, or unforgotten. Lord, but I pray for those that may be have addictions, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God, that you said in your word, if we train up a child the way it should go in Proverbs 22:6, that it won't depart. But, Lord, there are times that our children get into the wrong habits, wanting to be friends and following others. But, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, whether it's alcohol, nicotine, shooting needles or pills or whatever, Lord God. I'm asking you, Lord, to deliver them because, Lord, you are faithful to that promise. And, Lord, I'm asking you to take them in your tender, loving arms, Lord God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, for your word also says, who the Son has set free is free indeed. And, Lord, I'm praying for freedom for them. When what man think is impossible is possible with God. All things are possible with you, Father God. And I plead the blood over them. And, Lord, I pray the angels of the Lord, the good angels, would encamp about them, Lord God, and give them the mind and the desire to be set free in Jesus' name, that they can live a life that's holy and pleasing unto thee. And that they can be a testimony to tell others that you did it for them. And, Lord, you're a God that can do it for them because you're no respected person. And I thank you for doing it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Evelyn. All right, Sister Vivian.
God bless. Thank you.
Can you pray for the intercessors? To pray around the clock for our children to be protected from witchcraft, hexes, spells, incantations, and so forth. You know, the Halloween season is coming up, so we're going to have a special prayer time to pray against the spirit of Halloween, against, you know, our children. Many children are used for blood sacrifices during that time. They're given poison food, et cetera. So, Vivian, if you could pray for intercessors to pray around the clock, I appreciate it. Vivian, are you there? She's here.
Praise God. Sorry, I was on mute. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, yes, Lord, we are coming to you, Lord God, because we do understand and realize, oh God, the season that we are in, oh God, where they will be practicing all sorts of things, oh God. And Lord, yes, they want to use our children for sacrifices, God. But God, oh God, that devil is a liar. They want to go and use human skulls, and they want to, oh God, perform all kind of acts, God. Lord God, we are lifting up our children, oh God. We are praying, oh God, that they be kept safe from any, oh God, form of blood sacrifice, incantations, anything that they, oh God, plan to worship at this time, oh God. Father God, you are God. Yes, you God. You are God, and there is no one else like you, God. And Lord, we are praying, oh God, because you said if we pray, God, if your people, what you call by your name, will humble themselves and pray, God, you said you will do it. God, we praying for our children, oh God. They don't come up missing. They don't come up dead. They don't come up, oh God, thrown in some kind of a den or something, God. Oh God, unsafe conditions, oh God, touched in any kind of way, oh God, used in any kind of way, God. God, we are bringing our children before you. We pray that parent be, oh Father God, noticeable of their children at this time, oh God, that they don't let the children just stray, God. And once we can do that, but God, the devil is, oh God, out here. Yes, he's out here seeking whom he may devour at this time. And God, we're snatching our children back from him and letting them know you can't have them. God, you are more powerful. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Than any kind of witchcraft spell or anything, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that the power of the blood, God, oh God, still stands. Hallelujah. And we plead the blood over our children. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, the blood will cover them and keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome. Sister Marion, could you pray for God to protect and preserve our children from violent people who would try to trap them?
Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children right now, Lord God. I pray that you protect them from sex traffickers right now, Lord God. I pray that you protect them from people kidnapping them right now, Lord God, to use them for crime right now, Lord God. I pray that you protect them from drug dealers that want them to sell drugs for them and carry drugs for them, Lord God. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over all of our babies and our children right now, Lord God. Keep them away from those type of people, those areas right now, Lord God. Remove them from those areas around people that are selling drugs, people that are drinking alcohol, people that are abusive to children right now, Lord God. Cover them with your blood right now, Lord God. Order and direct their path right now, Lord God. I just plead the blood of Jesus over all of our babies right now, Lord God. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, enemy, and disease right now, Lord God. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. We thank God for Sister Annette, who's on with us now. Sister Annette, thank you so much for coming on. We ask you to pray for that for God to guard our children from evil deeds of the wicked, and that they would, avoid evil.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege and opportunity to gather in your name, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you, Father, that no matter what's going on, we do know that you are in control. So, Father, we just thank you right now and we plead the blood of Jesus over the children. Oh, Rabbi Shei Ko Shetana my Sunday. Oh, God, we lift up the children, Lord God. And, Father, we ask you for your mercy and your grace to abound toward them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, even as Minister G said about the Halloween season, Father, we know that right now a lot of evil stuff is going on. And so that we pray that good deeds would follow them, Father, and that every wicked plan, plot, snare, trap that has been set for the children, that it would be broken, Father, that the powers of wickedness and evil would be broken, Lord God, toward the children in the name of Jesus. Father, we just cover them with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Father. And, Father, we pray that you make a way of escape for them, Father. Make a way of escape, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the parents would be more aware of what's going on, Father. And, Father, that you would give them eyes to see and ears to hear what's going on, Father. Supernaturally let them be able to discern, oh, God, what is going on, Father, whether the deed is good or whether the deed is wicked. And so, Father, we pray that you would bless them, Father, and then make a way of escape for the children, Lord God. Cover them with your blood. We just pray that you put a hedge of protection around them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that you give your angels charge over them, God. Father, we pray, oh, God, protect them, Lord God. We just ask for mercy for them. We pray that there be no sacrifices or anything, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that any scheme, Father, any scheme, Lord God, Father, any type of trickery, oh, God, we pray against that right now in the name of Jesus, any type of seduction and luring kids, Father. Father, that it would not materialize, God. We pray against those spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray that everything that the devil means for evil, that you turn it around for good in the name of Jesus. So we just cover the children with the blood. We release the angels of God to encamp around about them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray, oh, God, that you give them a safe place, Lord. Keep them, Lord God. We know that you are a keeper. And, God, we beseech you by the mercies of God to keep our children, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God, from all of the evil that's going on in the world, Lord God, and lead them and guide them in a plain path because of the enemy. So we just thank you, Lord God, that that you would make a way of escape. And, Father, that even if they are sensitive, make them sensitive to what is going on. And if something doesn't look right, doesn't seem right, that they try to reach out for help in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, and we thank you for their safety and protection, oh, God, from wickedness and from evil deeds, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Nett. Mother Fanny, could you pray for our children to be taught to do good?
I can't hardly hear you.
Would you pray for our children to be taught to do good?
Yes. Telling the Father in the name of Jesus. Teach our children to do good instead of doing bad. Help them to love. And help them to forgive. Help them to love one another. Help them, Jesus. Have mercy upon them. Give them strength day by day. Time by time. Have mercy upon them. For the blood of Jesus wash away all their sin and renew that right spirit in them. Teach them how to pray. Teach them the word. Have mercy upon them, oh God. Help them to do the very best they can do, to try to learn different things they need to do. In the name of Jesus, forever keep your hands around. Take them from any hurt, harm, or danger. Make Satan and devil back off them and stop trying to fool them. Get on out of their way where they can learn what they need to learn and do what they need to do. Bag away, Satan. Leave our little children alone where they can serve God. Have mercy that they will serve and they will love God. God will teach them to show and love them what to do and what not to do and what to do. He will love them and he will take care of them. He will lead them and guide them the way they should go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. Well, we have Brother Willie on with us. We're always excited when Brother Willie come on to sing or play for us. Good afternoon, Brother Willie. How are you?
Hello, everyone. How you? Everyone doing today? Praise God.
Amen. You going to sing or play today?
I'm going to sing a song. I guess you can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Jesus, oh Jesus, I love your name. Oh Jesus, every day the name is contained. Don't around me, don't understand. Well, I call on Jesus, everything's gonna be all right. Got my mind made up, by the solid rock I stand. All on the ground, ain't nothing but sinking sand. Starting all over again, gonna be rough. So, we can make it. Starting all over again, gonna be tough. But I pray to the Lord, help us make it. Pain on my back, finally turn me back. But I got my hand in Jesus' hand, and I know everything is gonna be all right. Got my mind made up, by the solid rock I stand. All of the ground ain't nothing but sinking sand. Starting all over again, gonna be rough. But I know that the Lord will help us make it.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Willie. That old-time gospel, that's what we like, the old-time gospel. Starting all over again, Jesus, how we love Jesus. Thank you so much. Oh, we love that song. We thank you for bringing your guitar playing for us. That was awesome, Father.
Thank you.
I thank Brother Willie, Lord, even in his travels, he stops to give you glory, honor, and praise with us on the Tuesday prayer line for the children. Bless him like never before. Help him to be safe everywhere he go, Lord God. And we thank you that you've already loaded him up with many benefits, and you will continue every day in the name of Jesus. Bless his family far and near. We thank you for Minister Julia, his sister, for Joe, and for the boy, the great-grandchildren of Minister Julia. We thank you for the whole family in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, I thank God for you. We have sister on here, Bridget, and her daughters are on with us today. Good afternoon, Sister Bridget. How are you?
Good afternoon. Doing good. How everyone's doing? Hello.
Amen. Thank
you. Yes, ma'am. They will be singing. They will be singing Give Me You by Shauna Wilson.
Okay.
Give me you. Everything I swear. Give me you. A hopeful night away. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else in way. Give me you. I hope I'm not away. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me your Lord. I'm on my knees, crying down to you. It's me, your Lord. I'm on my knees, crying down to you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, give me thank
Amen.
You, God, for the young people. They're crying out for God. They say, Lord, give me you. You know, some children are not crying out for God to give them, to come into their lives. But we thank you for Sister Brittany and her children. They are crying out. They know the songs of praise. So we thank God for each of you all today coming on with us. We thank God for what he's doing, what he's going to do. We're going to ask Sister Edna if she will say a closing prayer for us, Sister Annette.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you first loved us. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for the everlasting love, Lord God. We thank you today, God. And, Father, we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank and praise you enough, Lord God. So we thank you, and we honor your holy name. And, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for the ministry, Lord God. Bless the singers, Lord God. Bless all of the participants. Thank you, Father, for Mother Fanny being on the line today, God. And we just ask a special blessing upon her today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her, Father, with the blessings of Deuteronomy 28, as well as all of the rest of us, God. God, bless us, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to anoint us even the more. Give us the spirit of discernment and revelation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we need you, Lord God. We need you like never before, Lord God. So we cry out, oh God, for your mercy and grace to abound. Help us, Lord God. Father, you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And so we cry out to you today, God. No other help we know. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so, God, we just cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, everything and everyone that concerns us, God. We pray for safe travel, Father. Oh, God, let your mercy be upon us as we travel on the highways and the byways, God. Let your mercy and grace be upon us in everything we do, Lord God. And, Father, we just thank you for your blood being a covering, God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you are a keeper. Thank you that you are a sustainer. Thank you that you are our hope. Thank you that you are our strength, Lord God. Father, you are our all in all.
And so we ask you to bless the people who are not on the line today, God. We pray your blessings upon them as well. And, Father, we thank you for Minister G, Lord God. Thank you for your faithful servant. God, we pray that you continue to bless her, Lord God, deeper heights, breadth, depth, and length in you, oh God, like never before, Father. And, Father, we pray the same thing upon ourselves. And then, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let your blood cover us, Lord God. Let the blood prevail. Give your angels charge over us. And, Father, we bind all backlash, retaliation, and revenge. Father, our desire is not our will, but thy will be done. That you be glorified, God. You be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for each of you. We love you all so much. Go, and wherever you go, pass the love of God that he's put in the inside of you to other people. You know he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So go. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Shalom. Shalom.
Amen.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Love y'all. Bye-bye.